I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many women can continue to exercise safely during pregnancy. To talk about the benefits and also precautions of exercise during pregnancy is Dr. Scott Sullivan. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and director of the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, first, why is exercise beneficial during pregnancy?
Well, thank you for having me. Exercise during pregnancy offers a number of benefits, including a reduction in some risks of pregnancy, like pregnancy diabetes and pregnancy hypertension. We think it helps maintain a healthy weight gain. It helps with the aches and pains of pregnancy, like with joints and back pain, which is very common. It helps with sleep, and it also helps with the rigors of labor and actually having a baby. Having good cardiovascular health, good stamina, actually it makes that an easier process.
When a pregnant woman goes for her OBGYN checkup, I'm curious, will all of the doctors be saying, so what are you doing for exercise?
I think it's the majority, because certainly we weigh patients every single visit. And so that, I think, lends itself to a discussion about diet, about exercise, how a patient is feeling, and what their individual goals are.
And what are the precautions as far as exercise for pregnant women?
Well, I think it's mainly a common sense approach. We advise things that are low impact, like walking and swimming. We recommend not overdoing the time, the exertion, the heat, and more of a what we call a moderate exercise. There are some important exceptions. There are some patients who shouldn't exercise. Thankfully, it's a small group. Patients who have been bleeding, patients who are at very high risk for preterm labor, certain patients with heart, lung, or medical problems. It's always advisable to talk with your doctor to review the risks and make sure that there are no upper cautions, but it's a small number.
And is this a conversation that should happen early on, Dr. Sullivan, even during that very beginning stage, just to make sure that things are good as far as the exercise plan that you're on?
I do think so. I think especially in the early part of pregnancy, we recommend avoiding overheating. We think that there could be some small risks of birth defects or pregnancy loss. So that's one issue. And then I think we want patients to exercise over the entire pregnancy. So talking about it early, I think, is motivating and helps dispel fears.
And you mentioned heat. Obviously, in South Carolina, we have such hot summers. Indoor exercise, is that preferable during the real heat of the summer?
I think for most people it is. Of course, you can exercise in the morning or in the evenings or for shorter periods of time along with hydration. But we do counsel people in the summer here to be cautious because it can get you into trouble faster when you're pregnant.
For women who haven't been exercising and they are pregnant, is walking a good place to start as far as what exercise they would get going with?
I think that is a great place to start. And that particular group may benefit the most from exercising. So we recommend very short duration, 10 or 15 minutes, and then work their way up. And often they get encouraged because they feel better and they do better than they think they will. So I think walking is something you can do here essentially all year round.
Dr. Sullivan, thanks for providing this information about exercise and pregnancy.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.